Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages in the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Tesvov in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Sheni, starting Halacha Dalit, in the bottom Daf Yudal Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah, Moisar Shkolim Chulim. If the person has extra money of Shkolim, he took money and says, this will be for my shekel, and there's extra, so the extra is Chulim, he takes it back. And this is like the sheet of Beis Hillel that we saw before. But Moisar Asiris Eifo, the extra of Asiris Eifo, the world's going to tell us what is exactly Asiris Eifo. And the Moisar of Kini Zovim, Kini Zovis, Kini Yoldis, the Kinim is the birds. You have to bring a pair of birds for someone, a woman who gives birth. And for Azov and Azovo, so someone put aside money for Kinim, and he has extra money. Or chatoes vashamois, or any korban chatos, or any korban ha'osham, and all these cases, moisrom nedavo. The extra money goes to nedavo. It's a donation to Beis HaMikdash, which is used to bring korbanos to the Mizbeach when there's no other korbanos brought. Zeaklal says the Mishnah, this is the rule. Kol shubo l'shem chat chet, umishem oshmo, anything that belongs to chatos or osham, whereas it's in that category, like kinim, moisro nedova. The extra money goes to nedova. But moisro oila, someone put money aside to bring a korban oila. And then there's extra money. What do you do with the extra money? Le oila, you bring with it a korban oila. Why? Because the oila could come as a donation, not only as an obligation. So if someone has extra money for oila, he uses it for another donation of oila. Similarly, Moisa Mincha la Mincha, the extra money for Mincha comes from Menachas. Moisa Shlomim le Shlomim, extra money for Shlomim comes from other Karbonis Shlomim. And Moisa HaPesach le Shlomim. This we saw already in Meseches Pesachim, that when you have extra money from Korban Pesach, or you have the Korban Pesach itself that you have to exchange, what happens to the Korban Pesach or the extra? It goes le Shlomim. Pesach, if it's not used for Pesach itself, it becomes Shlomim. Continues the mission of Tezvov, Moisar Nizirim le Nizirim. Someone who donates, stop, he said, I'm putting money aside for Nizirim, plural, so you give the money for Karbonos of Nazir. But a case of Moisar Nazir, if someone put aside money for Nazir, only for one Nazir, and there's extra, that goes le Nedovo. That, it's like any other Karbon Chatos, that the rest of the money goes to Nedovo. Says the one Moisar Shkolim Chulim, Omar Rabbi Yose Adahano Tamon, when I was still there in Bavil, Shabbos called Rabbi Yudo Shaul Shmuel. I heard Rabbi Yudo ask Shmuel, Hefri Shikli Vimes, someone put a shekel aside and he died. What do you do with the money that he put aside? Omar Le Yiplur Nadova. Because it became ready Hegdish, it's not an extra money, it's the money of Machzir Shekel. Just this person, the owner, died, so the money goes to Nadova even in the case of Machzir Shekel. Says the Gemara, quotes the Mishnah, Moisar Asiris Eifa, and the Gemara brings a sugya. Moisar Asiris Eifa Shaloi, referring to a Kohen Gadol has to bring every single day Asiris Eifa. It's a mincha the Kohen Gadol brings to Beis HaMikdash. What happens if you have extra? He has to throw out the Yam HaMelech. You can't use it for anything else. You can exchange it and make it into a Nedavar to use it for something else for Hegdish. So the Gemara must need so plea go Rabbi Yochanan Chur our Mishnah argues Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara quotes our Mishnah Moisar Shkalim Chulin the extra of Shkalim is Chulin, but Moisar Asir Seifo the extra of Asir Seifo and Moisar Kinezovim Kinezovois Moisar Kineyoldois the Kinim Chatois Vashamois all these cases Moisar Nedava Ma'abed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan will do this. He says the extra of Asir Seifo is goes Yam HaMelech. It's not Nedava. Answers the Gemara, Pasalo, Moisar, Asir Seifo, Shel Minchas Choyte, Shel Yisrael. Meaning, Asir Seifo, there's another Asir Seifo. There's Asir Seifo that Kohen Gadol brings every day. There's Asir Seifo that a Korban, that a Choyte needs to bring. There's three levels in some of the Korbanos of Chatos that you have. One for a rich, he brings an animal. For poor, he brings a bird. And for Dali Dalus, for very poor, he brings Asir Seifo, he brings Mincha, he brings flour. That's a Korban Chatos. That's when it goes Lenadova like any other Korban Chatos. But the Korban of Kohen Gadol says, Rabbi Yochanan, the extra has to go to Yam HaMelech. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Moisar Shlomim L'Shlomim, and the Gemara refers to the next part that says, Moisar Pesach L'Shlomim, the extra money of Pesach goes to Shlomim. So to come and explain this, the Gemara quotes now, as the Gemara in Yerushalmi does many times, quotes a Gemara that we saw in Masechet Pesachim. And the Gemara brings the whole sugi over there. So the Gemara B'yuchanan Omar Aldo Olil Abor Barbo. On the following, Abor Barbo went there to Stroll to ask the question. They asked, how do we know that a Pesach, when it's not Korban Pesach, is used for Shlomim? Whatever it comes as a sheep, if you don't use it for its original purpose, it turns to be shlamim. He seemed to the ass, are we oilo minatsoin? We know that oilo, korban oilo, comes from the sheep. So you want to tell me the korban oilo that you don't use for oilo will turn to be shlamim? Says the more, no. Something comes only from sheep, like Pesach. Yotzo oilo sheba filo minabokar. Oilo, korban oilo, could come also from big animals. Could come from an axe. But the one that comes only from a sheep, that's only Pesach. So the more, Stephen Ari Osham, what about Osham? Korban Osham comes also from the sheep. Minatsoin comes to tell you, it comes from all types of sheep, meaning young animals, including goats. Osho comes only from the sheep, not from the goats. It says minatsoin. Minatsoin mean usually comes to say less than what you think. Here you're saying minatsoin from all the tsoin. So you want to tell me that here min is coming to be mirabe, to add more? Says the one after Zvamud Beis, Omar Amano Miatoi is coming here to be Mimait. Hachanami Min Lemait. Also, here means coming to be Mimait. What's the Mait? Miu Chainubo Benchtei Shonim. Miu Chainubo Nekevo. You can't bring a 2 year old and you can't bring a female. So it's Minatsoin, not all the Tsoin. But mainly, you sound, you, for the fact we talk about sheep, sounds, we talk about all sheep, meaning all categories of small animals, including the young goat. According to Reb Chaim, we don't read the next sentence of the Gemara, we skip to the words, Hey Sivun. There was another question they asked. V'echtiv, v'im minatsoin korbonoi, minakfosim oi minayizim lo'oilo. It says something which is minatsoin, it says over there, lo'oilo, me'ato moiser pesach bo'oilo. The same drush that you said, that wherever is Pesach turns shlamim, have a similar pasuk will tell you the Pesach will come oilo. Says the Gemara, "Avoin mishanin dovo shuba lachilo, la dovo shu lachilo. V'mishanin dovo shu lachilo, la dovo sheino lachilo." Meaning, if I have two psukim that both sound similar, which one should I choose? I'll choose the one that takes Pesach, which is you eat it, to shlamim, which is something that you eat, and I won't change Pesach to oilo because oilo is something that nobody eats except the mizbeach. Another answer says the Gemara, "Omer abyoisi ba'avoin." You want to take the lighter Gedusha like Pesach to Kotchukalim, which is Shlomim. To the higher level Gedusha, which is Oilo. Says the Gemara, B'yuchin Omar, Aldo Oli Rab Chanino. Chanino got into the next following subject. And he said the following of Chanino. Inu namin, Eina Pesach Mishtan L'Shem Shlomim, Enim Ket Shokto L'Shem Shlomim. In order for Pesach to turn to be Shlomim, you have to say, this is Shlomim. If not, it stays Pesach. And if it's done in the wrong time, it causes pasul. V'ani oimer, afilu shachtor l'shem oilo, says V'chanin, I say, that when he shachtor l'shem oilo, automatically becomes shlamim. Omar v'ilo, timer de Abiyuchanon, some say the girsah, timer de Abiyuchanino, meaning he's the Abiyuchanon, was quoting Abiyuchanino, Abiyuchanino himself, imin atsoin korbono l'zevach shlamim, kol shu zevach ba shlamim. It says, the drush of the pasuk is, the Korban Pesach, kol shu zevach, whatever you have, any machshav of any other zevach, it will automatically turn to bishlamim. Says the Gemara, mishtanin l'machshav es psul. Automatically, even if he's thinking oilo, it turns to bishlamim. So even if he had the wrong thought, he had a psul in his mind, it turns to bishlamim on its own. Heach avido, meaning in this case, the Gemara is trying to explain, what's the difference between the two opinions, if it automatically turns shlamim or not? So to explain the following sentence, just will be, I'll give a small akdama. The din is, when a person has the wrong time in his mind, when he does a korban, he's shechting a korban and he has in mind to throw the blood in a different time. The korban becomes pigul. That's the classic pigul. But in order for the korban to have the psul of pigul, everything else has to be kosher. The only wrong thing of the korban has to be the machshava. If anything else in the korban is pasul, then it does not become pigul. So says the Gemara in this case, Shachto l'shem oilo al minat lizroik domor lewocher. He shechted Korah Pesach to be an oilo, and in addition, he has the mindset that he's going to throw the blood the next day. Mikol mokom pasul, it's for sure pasul. But in Tamar, l'mishtana machshav psul, pigul. If you say that automatically it turns to be shlamim, so there's no other psul in the carbon except the machshava, so it has a din of pigul. In Tamar, no mishtana machshav psul, pasul. But if you hold that when you shech l'shem oilo, it doesn't turn automatically to be shlamim, so it's still oilo. So except the problem of the wrong machshava you have here, it's also the wrong carbon, because it's supposed to be shlomim, and it's oilo. So therefore, it's not going to be called pigul, just will be a regular carbon puzzle. That will be the difference between the two opinions, as a carbon pesach, the yushech l'shem oilo, turned automatically to be shlomim. The nafkamina is, does the pigul chal on it or not? The Gemara continues the quote of the sugi Masechet Pesachim in Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says the following. One took a carbon pesach, and had in mind lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi b'shari mois hashana. During the rest of the year, not erev Pesach, he takes a korban Pesach, has in mind lishmoi l'shem Pesach, and shaloi lishmoi in the same avoda. Rabboin barachia b'shem Shmuel b'Abo. We're going to use here the girsa of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Vilna Gaon. Mikevan she'omar shaloi lishmoi nase kesheichet b'shtiko v'shaloi lishmoi v'hu kosher. Which means, if you would not say anything, this korban is Pesach. If he has in mind shelo lishmo, then it turns from Pesach to bishlamim, and it's kosher. So if he started silently, and in the middle started thinking shelo lishmo, it's kosher. So if when he started with thinking lishmo, thinking korban Pesach, and change in the middle to bishlamim, it's also kosher. In other words, there's no difference if he's silent or thinking Pesach, they're both the same. Or more or less, he said, in Kern, or afilu shachtoi lishmoi lizrek domo shol lishmoi. According to you, if he did a full avoido with a machshav of Pesach, he's shechting the korban in order for it to be korban Pesach, and he has in mind to throw the blood, which is another avoido, that he does shaloi lishmoi, that he does l'shem shlomim. According to your logic, yasem shor shoino kishachtoi b'shtiko v'zorek domo shol lishmoi v'yeh kosher. According to you, when you are silent or thinking L'shem Pesach is the same. So it will be considered as if he was silent in the Shechito and he had Machshava Bezriko. So L'chura, why should that be a problem? Without going too much into the Sugi and Pesachim, there the Gemara discusses the difference between having Machshava within the same Avoido or Mechashim Me'avoido La'avoido. So the Gemara says, if you hold there's no difference between one Avoido or two Avoidos, so why if you start Avoido thinking lishmo, and then you change shalo lishmo as kosher. So also in two avoidos, if you did one avoid lishmo, and then the second avoid shalo lishmo should be kosher. Says the Gemara, Omar Abba Mari, man Omar b'shtika kosher, or Yinoyma b'shtika posel. So Reb Chaim explains it in two ways. Either he says, I agree with you, that shalo lishmo is equivalent to shtika, and it's fine. But that's only within one avoido. With one avoido you have, lishmo v'shalo lishmo, I'll consider the lishmo to be shtika, and it'll be okay. Because within the same avoida, you're correcting the machshava. But if you start, you make a full avoida b'shtika, then enichnami, you can't come and change it. So if you have machshava lishmo, you can't come and change it as well. So he's answering that you're right, there's a difference between one avoida and two avoidas. Or, he says, I disagree with the whole concept. I'm saying that shtika enichnami is not something which you can accept. You assume that if you start b'shtiko and end with shlo lishmo as kosher, you say mele, if he has said lishmo, it should be like shtiko. I disagree with this assumption that shtika is okay. I hold shtika is also a problem. Korah Pesach, you did b'shtiko, be pasul, alts Pesach, doing it during the year. And you have to add to what Reb Chaim says at the beginning of the sugya, that we're talking here, Korah Pesach before Pesach. If it's after Pesach, automatically changes to shlomim, as the Gemara said before. But here we're talking before Pesach. So it's not automatically changed to shlomim. So now the shaila is, how do you change it? You have to have a machshava to change it to something else. And this is where the end of the quote from the sugim sachim comes. Like more about this whole sugim, because we started by telling us, how do you know what happens to Pesach during the year? With this we conclude, Yushal Mishkalim Dav Tesvov.